got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home. Ooh, ooh,
ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh. We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number or try your call again.
Pardon me, sir.
Yes?
Are you by chance a vicious criminal?
Good afternoon, and welcome to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host, and Housing Jefe, inviting you to join us as we travel down the path to home ownership. Reach is the acronym for Real Estate Education and Community Housing. We assist homeowners and home buyers reach the American dream of home ownership, and we do that through education, financial awareness, and, of course, monetary assistance. Our mission is placing families in a home, not just a house. The toll-free number for REACH is 855-48-REACH. That's 855-48-R-E-A-C-H. And if you want to dial it the hard way, it's 855-487-3224. Or check us out at the web at www.reachforhousing.org. That's REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Coming up on today's show, Legal Aid has a different view of the foreclosure process, and our first guest will clear that up for us. And the construction efforts from the Triumph Haitian Mission Church in Haiti, we'll give you the update on that. And then October being Breast Cancer Month, Reach Radio will join in the awareness campaign. Lisa Bond has the latest info about the pink ribbon. And, of course, Reach Radio Spotlight Home of the Week is up next, and we'll show you how the good folks at Reach can make this house your home. Boom. So right now, let's take a look at South Florida's latest real estate headlines brought to you by ReachForHousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counselor. And now here's Reach Radio's news director, Mort Ages.
Good afternoon. Woo. This is Mort Ages with the news headlines. Number one, a judge decides when penalty phase will begin for the Bank of America lawsuit. Our next story that's related, Bank of America cuts 1,200 mortgage jobs with more layoffs coming. The next story, J.P. Morgan Chase to pay $5.1 billion to Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and the federal government. And lastly, Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae's new short sale guidelines are a win-win situation for everyone. Details of these stories at the bottom of the hour. Back to our handsome jefe and housing host, Alan Mason.
That's right. We appreciate that, Mort. Thanks for those headlines. We'll be looking forward to the stories. When we return, Amanda Kleinrock from Legal Aid will join us. And then, an update from the Triumph Haitian Mission Church. After that, Lisa Bond checks in with packing and moving tips. So stay with us. Reach Radio is grinding the gears of useful knowledge.
Ain't got no home. I know
concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a Reach certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing at reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing at reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing jefe. Here to let you know that Saturday, November the 9th at 2 p.m., Reach offers its newest home ownership class from FHA. If you're looking for a home, tired of paying rent, then Reach has the solution. We say you can be a homeowner again after all the problems you've had with your job, your health, unplanned loss of income, or even the loss of your home. FHA has a new plan, one that will help you become a homeowner again, even if you've been turned down before. The first step, of course, is to properly document your current situation. FHA requires it. You will learn how to do that and much, much more by taking this special one-hour educational class from REACH. We are HUD-approved educators. With FHA's guidance, you'll be in your new home sooner than you think. No more waiting 2 or 3 years. FHA, the grandfather of all insured loans, has created this program for folks just like you. They're helping you stabilize your family, which strengthens your community, and finally, you get your life back together. Call REACH today and sign up for this valuable FHA-approved home ownership class. Their toll-free number is 855-48-REACH. That's 855-48-REACH. We invite you to meet the good folks at REACH every second Saturday of the month for a complete free explanation of this new FHA program. REACH offices are located at 8409 North Military Trail in Palm Beach Gardens. That's in the Square Lake South Plaza. Just look for that great big REACH sign hanging over Suite 112. So if you're looking for home ownership again, this is the program you've been waiting for. Your dreams are within REACH, so call REACH right now. Their toll-free number is 855-48-REACH or 855-487-3224. And remember to press 0 for the operator. Don't miss out. REACH out. All classes are taught in Spanish, English, and Creole. Our first guest is Amanda Kleinrock. I'm sorry, Amanda's throwing a rock at me right now, and rightfully so. She's an attorney with the Legal Aid Society of Palm Beach County. She works on the Fair Housing Project at Legal Aid, where she provides assistance and representation to Palm Beach County residents who believe they have been victims of housing discrimination. Amanda, thank you for joining us again.
Yeah, it's great to be back.
Always a pleasure to have you here. You know, we were just looking over the records and everything. You were on our first show.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, it's been 22 now? Mm-hmm. 22 shows, and, yeah. And you were the first one there.
Yeah, well, it's an honor.
We've gone full circle. Anyway, you're going to talk to us a little bit today about loan modifications?
Yep.
Well, let's start off with the HAMP loan modification. First off, what is HAMP? I know it's an acronym for something.
Mm-hmm. HAMP modification, it's from the Making Homes Affordable program, mm-hmm. and it's a home affordable mortgage program. So that's what HAMP is, and it's designed to help employed persons who are having trouble paying their mortgage and meet the eligibility requirements, help them get into a loan modification to lower their monthly payments.
Right. There are a lot of people underwater, and that's probably a good thing. But there are some requirements for this. You just can't say, hey, I'm 5 years behind on my mortgage, and I want to remod. You can't do that, right?
Right. You can't. There are definitely eligibility requirements. So it must be your primary residence. So there have been some recent changes to that in the last year. So they can possibly qualify if it's a second home that was rented out or is intended to be rented out. The amount owed on the first mortgage must also be equal to or less than $729,750. The individual, the borrower, must be in default or at imminent risk of default. The mortgage must have been secured before January 1st, 2009, and your monthly payment must be more than 31% of your entire current grossly monthly income. So that includes your principal, your interest, taxes, HOA fees. You must be having a difficult time, so it must be more than 31% of what you're bringing in per month.
Amanda, that answer sounds complicated.
It is.
Just can you imagine what it would be like to go through that? I guess that's why we get a hold of folks like you.
Yes, get a hold of Legal Aid or a HUD-certified counselor and really can help you get through whether you qualify or not, whether you meet all the various eligibility requirements.
Let me see if I understood that right. You said that you can be in default?
You can already be in default of your mortgage. In fact, that's a lot of the people we serve because at Legal Aid, you have to have already been in foreclosure, have been served with your foreclosure complaint. So you can have already defaulted, but you can also look into this and it'd be great to get a loan modification before you're at that stage.
Right. So why would a bank even consider modifying my loan anyway? I mean, they should be happy with the money they're getting, right? Why would they want to lower your payments?
Well, if it means that you're going to be able to pay in the long run and that they're not going to have this vacant home on the market, it could be good for them. They can be reluctant sometimes, but you need to be persistent and proactive about contacting them. And then also, if you're getting into a new modification program that's going to extend your mortgage, so you're going to have a fixed rate for, say, 30 years instead of 15 years, well, then they're getting that income in the long run and they might be getting more money in the long run.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Do you qualify for a modification if you have a bad or a low credit score?
You could as well. There are definitely factors to look at there, but yes, it doesn't matter what your credit is. There's no bright line rule for that.
All right. So they're just more interested in your ability to pay, right?
Right, right.
Well, that's why not? That's what they're in business for. Mm-hmm. We understand that, but you know, when times get tough, that's what it is. Mm-hmm. So how do I qualify for, let's see, my current mortgage payments are 800 or 900 or something like that. Do they pretty much cut it in half, or how does that?
It really depends. They probably would look at your income, how much you're bringing in per month, and try to make something that's going to be mutually beneficial so that they're not going to make any, probably not going to be half, I would think, but it's going to be something that will hopefully be more affordable for you and may end up in a longer term loan in the future so that they end up getting their.
The banks have a big problem, don't they? And it used to be in the old days if they had 20 or 30 properties around that they had to keep up, because a lot of the cities require that they cut the grass, and if they don't, they'll get a big fine every day. Mm-hmm. But when you have 10,000 homes that you have to keep up, right. I guess that pretty much motivates the bank into helping you stay in your home.
You would think so. I mean, it can still be surprisingly difficult sometimes when people are willing to pay and are trying to work something out. There can be some reluctance there that's kind of surprising. But, I mean, I don't think that they should want, or that they do really want to have all these vacant or these zombie homes out there that are falling into disrepair.
Yeah, it doesn't do any good for
right.
them. Hey, what if I'm in bankruptcy already and I'm still trying to save my home? I always thought that the home was the last thing that they would take. So if you're in bankruptcy, can you still qualify for the HAMP loan?
As long as it's not a bankruptcy that hasn't yet been discharged or dismissed, it's something that you could potentially qualify.
Mm-hmm. So can I modify my loan on my vacation home? I mean, you talked about having two different residences mm-hmm. and everything.
Right? Well, initially their rule was it has to be your primary residence. And then in June of 2012, they since made some more recent changes. And now you're able to, it can be a non-primary home as long as it's something that has been rented out or that you intend to rent out. So it could be a second home in that case. Now, if it's your third or fourth home, I don't think you're going to have any luck with a making home affordable modification then.
Right. Well, they kind of figure if you've got that many homes, come on,
right.
sell one or get it taken exactly. care of there. how do I begin to discover who actually holds my mortgage? I guess
Well, you'd really need to have a copy of your loan papers. So if you don't have that, I'd recommend getting in touch with someone. It could be a housing counselor, it could be legal aid or someone to try to track down those papers there. But a lot of times the homeowners find that their note has changed hands so many times it could be hard to find out. And that's what we first discover once you're already in foreclosure.
Yeah, Mort talks about that all the time, the
right.
robo-signers and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And
exactly.
So you really have to stay – yeah, you have to stay on top of who's carrying your mortgage and everything else. Mm-hmm. And how long does it take to make a modification, the loan process, that is? How long does that take?
For when you're applying for a modification, it can take a few months. Then you'll be entered into a trial modification plan, and that will typically be at least 3 months. So during that time, if you're already in foreclosure, that process will continue. However, they're not supposed to evict you from your home during that time. You're supposed to be able to go in and get that sale canceled until the modification is complete. And once that trial modification is complete, you'll be entered into a permanent modification plan. So they should see that you've completed that program successfully. You've shown that you are you have good credit, you're able to do this, you're willing and able to, and then you're in this permanent, and then you're permanently in that modification and you have a brand new loan. At that point, the foreclosure, if you've already been served, that should be dismissed.
Mm. Now, a lot of people in this situation, they stopped making their payments mm-hmm. because they give up, I guess.
Right.
And now when you go to remod, is that a benefit or an asset?
It can hurt you, and that's why we say to contact your lender early and often, because you want to get that taken care of so that you're not going to have this snowballing amount. Because once you're in default, they can then declare acceleration. They always have this acceleration clause in your mortgage. It's usually this Article 22 we'll cite, and they can then declare it all due and owing. And then if you then say, hey, I got a new job, I now am back on my feet, they'll say it's too late. You know, you need that. Now you owe a couple hundred thousand, whatever your initial mortgage was. So you really don't want to get to that stage. It's not going to help you to be behind. However, there are these programs out there that can try to help you get back on your feet.
So it's a weekend in the Bahamas or your house payment.
Exactly.
You should probably think about making that house payment.
Right.
Folks, we're speaking with Amanda Kleinrock. She's an attorney with the Legal Aid Society of Palm Beach, and she works in a fair housing project at Legal Aid, where she provides assistance and representation to Palm Beach residents who believe they have been discrimination, victims of discrimination. If you have any questions you'd like to ask Amanda, the studio number is 561-844-6167. That's 561-844-6167. So where do homeowners in with problems go for help? I mean, where legitimate help, mm-hmm. I should say. Where do we go for that?
You definitely want to talk to a housing counselor that's HUD certified. You can find that out on the HUD website. You can find that out from Legal Aid, our resources. You can contact REACH. There are many places out there where you can find a list of qualified counselors. Now, if you are contacted by someone or you find someone who's offering you assistance with a loan and they're trying to charge you an upfront fee, that is a potential scam. That is a red flag, and that's something that we would assist with. No one should be charging you a fee to assist you with a loan modification until you see those results. So someone's being charged, hey, $3,500, I'm going to get you this fixed, and they don't provide that. That, you know, that was a loan modification scam, a rescue scam, or, you know, something like that. So you really want someone that's HUD certified, and the best choices are always contact REACH. There's Debt Helper. There's Urban League. You can contact Legal Aid for more resources as well.
Right. Is that what you do there at Legal Aid? You'll
we don't typically do assist with a loan mob. We will do that sometimes. It's typically the foreclosure process. So if you need assistance with it, whether it's a pro se answer or a motion that needs to be completed, court representation, it could be loan modification as well. But the for a housing counselor, someone to really talk you through the process, you really want to contact something like a REACH or another counseling service.
Right. Well, I know of some attorneys, and I'm not going to mention any names, of course, but they charge a monthly fee. And, matter of fact, I know someone. That's why I'm bringing this up. They pay $350 a month. And I said to that person, I said, oh, are you? That's going to set aside for your mortgage. And they said, oh, no, that's just the attorney's payment.
Oh.
So that's probably not a good thing, right?
I don't know, because I know with if it's like a foreclosure defense attorney, they can have sliding fees sometimes depending on the person's income and what's going on. So I guess while this foreclosure is pending, they could have this sort of static fee that's going on for anything that pops up. I don't know what they'd be doing during that time period. If there's nothing going on with your foreclosure at the time, then it might be something worth looking into. But
it's amazing. Yeah. I know they've been doing this for almost 2 years.
Wow.
$350 a month for 2 years.
Yeah,
wow, that's
yeah.
crazy, huh? Well, Amanda, I thank you so much for hanging out today.
And,
I know it's Saturday. You'd have a lot more fun doing other things. But, hey, you know, I'd like to have you on for the second half of the show. You mind hanging out?
Oh, not at all.
And don't forget, folks, if you have any questions you want to ask Amanda, it's 561-844-6167. After the break, REACH Radio will spotlight our home of the week and show you how the good folks at REACH can make this house your home. REACH assists homeowners and home buyers. REACH the American dream of home ownership. That's our mission, so don't go back. We'll be right away.
Ain't got no home.
You have a heart because you know what happened to your neighbors. REACH is a tax-deductible, HUD-approved organization. Their funding comes from HUD, corporate sponsors, and individual donors like you. They're here to help those in need with their trained counselors, certified in home buyer training, reverse mortgages, credit rebuilding, and foreclosure prevention. They've helped families stay in their homes, stabilizing community. They've placed families in homes throughout Florida. If you can help, even a small donation goes a long way with this group. REACH is highly regulated and audited, and your donations are tax-deductible and will be used for community stabilization. 85% of all donations given to REACH are from people like you. Give of your funds, your time, and your support. It will keep your property values high and help restore a family. Check us out at reachforhousing.org. Email us at housing@reachforhousing.org. That's the number 4, housing.org. Or call 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam.
Welcome back to REACH Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing jefe. You know, if you're a new listener to REACH Radio, then you should know that we are here to help you achieve the joy of home ownership. Something else we'd like you to know is REACH has a heart, and they put their money where their heart calls. 7 weeks ago, we announced our REACH Challenge, and for the next 29 days, REACH will match your donations dollar for dollar up to $5,000 for the construction of the Triumph Haitian Mission Church in Haiti. REACH supports Pastor Michelin in building that church so that he may assist those still dealing with the wrath of earthquakes that devastated Haiti in 2010. Join us by sending your tax-deductible gift to paid to the order of Triumph Haitian Mission in care of Reach at 8409 North Military Trail, Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, 33410. We promise to keep you up to date with the construction progress, and we normally have Pastor Michelin or his wife, Renee, pass along the progress, but they are attending a live function right now. I know they're listening. Hi, Renee. Hi, Pastor Michelin. Appreciate you listening in today. And I spoke with Renee just before the show, and she tells us that the back slab is poured, the new walls are going up fast, and there's lots of excitement because the progress is in plain view, and people are starting to help out with the construction efforts. So thank you, Renee, for that report. And remember, if you want to help us help the Haitian church, send your tax-deductible gift paid to the Order of Triumph Mission, Haitian Mission, in care of Reach at 8409 North Military Trail, Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, 33410. And here's some breaking news. I think Mort missed this, as a matter of fact. The good folks at Reach have decided to conclude the Triumph Haitian Mission Challenge by hosting a celebration festival at Reach headquarters at the end of the campaign. That would be Saturday, November the 23rd, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. We know this announcement is a little early, but we want you to be able to mark your calendars and prepare to attend this special event. Reach Radio will be broadcasting live from the event. It's from noon to 1, so stop by and say hi to all the Reach staffers, and Pastor Michelin and his wife will be there, of course. And we get this. As the celebration of Triumph Mission Church and Reach's financial contribution, we want to thank you and by giving your kind gifts and reach out to you. So the first 10 guests that arrive will be placed in a drawing for some free Publix gift cards, a $50 Publix gift cards that will help you with your own Thanksgiving. And we'll have plenty of other giveaways and drawings and maybe some live entertainment. So stay tuned to Reach for the details on that. Remember, that's Saturday, November the 23rd. From 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. At the offices located at Lake South Plaza on Military Trail, just north of Lake Worth. It's North Lake Boulevard. You know that big road up there just off 95, so we're not too far away. Stop on by and join in on the festivities and have some fun. For more information about that, you can call Reach at 855-48-REACH. That's 855-48-REACH. Remember to press 0 for the operator. And that brings us up to this week's Spotlight Home, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Their phone number is 561-351-8000. Now, this particular townhome is located in the city of Riviera Beach, Florida. It's just off Congress. It's a beautiful townhome, like I said. It has 3 bedrooms, 2.5 baths, and a 1-car garage. It has new floors and new carpet and fresh paint adorn the walls, and there's a bonus room that could be converted into a 4th bedroom or a den. This is a gated community located at Marsh Harbor, and it offers walking trails, lakes, pools, and a clubhouse. FHA loans are accepted on this property if you qualify. This is a townhome that could be yours for as little as, and get this, $6,000 down. If you act now, you could be in before the holidays. To make this house your home, call Pat Tracy and Associates at 561-351-8000. That's a 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath townhome with a 1-car garage. It's perfect for a small family that wants to grow. So that's this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. For additional information about this home, call 561-351-8000. Well, Reach Radio is in its second stage, and it's about ready to launch. When Amanda Kleinrock rejoins us, we'll learn about Florida's hardest hit fund and how it could save your home. And then Lisa Bond will help us track the packing and moving experience with a very little help from your friends. And, of course, the real estate news at the bottom of the hour with our crack news director, Mort Ages. And I believe we are there. We have arrived. Mort, what's your headlines were full of banking gusto, you know. There must be more to the story, huh?
A lot of banking news. A lot of things happening. Okay, this is Mort Ages with the news. Thursday, a judge will decide when the penalty phase will begin for the unprecedented case against Bank of America. A jury ruled Wednesday that the Charlotte-based bank is liable for mortgage fraud. A banking expert said this could mean more lawsuits, penalties, and fines for Bank of America. It could cost $850 million in penalties. The government accused Citywide, or excuse me, Countrywide, which is owned by Bank of America, of mortgage fraud. It said Citywide threw out quality checks, churned out loans, and sold bad mortgages to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Bank of America's attorneys argue that there is no fraud. This is the first civil fraud case the government has won against the bank since the mortgage crisis began. The bank has already spent billions on disputes stemming from the crisis. While the government wants the bank to pay more than $800 million in penalties, that's still up to the judge. The next story, which is related, Bank of America Corporation is slashing 1,200 jobs in its mortgage division as the company's refinancing business slows amid rising interest rates. The Charlotte, North Carolina-based bank made the cuts this week. The jobs are scattered around the country, including some in California and Florida, but the bank declined to elaborate on the specifics. The nation's banks have experienced a sharp slowdown in the once booming profits from refinancing as mortgage rates rose from their historic lows while the housing market healed. Bank of America is planning to cut about 3,000 more jobs by the end of this year, but they are mostly contractors in its legacy asset servicing division, the bank said. While there's been a slowdown in mortgage refinancing, there's also been a drop in customers needing assistance with short sales or modifications. Delinquencies have also declined as borrowers' ability to repay has improved, along with the economy's upswing. Next story, JPMorgan Chase will be paying a total of $5.1 billion to resolve outstanding mortgage issues with the federal government, including Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. The agreements were announced Friday afternoon. As part of the settlement, JPMorgan Chase agreed to pay $2.74 billion to Freddie Mac to resolve outstanding claims over securities sold by JPMorgan Chase and affiliated firms Bear Stearns and Washington Mutual. In addition, the lender will pay $1.2 billion to Fannie Mae to resolve the same legacy mortgage issues. In total, the bank will be paying about $4 billion to address allocations over security law violations. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac reached separate agreements with JPMorgan Chase to resolve outstanding repurchase claims over toxic mortgages with the mega bank, agreeing to pay $1.1 billion to resolve putback claims. JPMorgan Chase agreed to pay Fannie Mae $670 million in the fourth quarter in exchange for being released from all repurchase liabilities on the loans in question. The loans in question originated from 2000 to 2008. Timothy J. Mayopoulos, president and CEO of Fannie Mae, said, "This agreement appropriately resolves our repurchase claims, compensates taxpayers for losses fairly, and allows Fannie Mae and JPMorgan Chase to move forward as strong business partners." Our last news story, a little bit upbeat. New short sale guidelines from Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are designed to prevent deceptive transactions that pop up in times of distress when servicers and borrowers are negotiating short sales with homebuyers and representatives from the federal agencies. The guidelines were launched to streamline the short sale process while also giving servicers the powers to expedite the process of identifying quality borrowers so they can smoothly transition into a short sale when needed. The new process will also help to educate homeowners to their options for short sales. For example, if a borrower acts in good faith on short sales, Freddie Mac will not pursue delinquencies and may provide up to $3,000 in relocation assistance. Freddie is confident the new guidelines will help root out fraud. Practices such as short sale flipping are rampant and hope to be curtailed by the new guidelines. Short sale flipping occurs when a party buys a short sale and sells it for profit the same day. Servicers will have the authority to approve a standard short sale for borrowers who are 31 days or more delinquent and borrowers who are less than 31 days delinquent as long as they are facing a hardship. The new short sale guidelines take effect November 1st. And that's the news. Back to our handsome host and housing jefe. What's your name?
Woohoo!
Alan Mason!
I think that. Hey, what's with this? These fines, $2.74 billion for. Now, I want to ask you this. Where do the banks get that money from?
Oh, the banks have the money, let me tell you.
They get it from the Federal Reserve, right? They just print it up. $85 billion a month they're printing out. So when they say, oh, here's a $2.74 billion fine for you.
Well, I think, though, the banks have been caught red-handed. Red-handed. They've been lying and cheating to the public. And now there's some big fines. But this is monumental. This is Bank of America case is the first fraud case that the government has actually won against the bank.
Yeah, I think they're just settling out the balances, right? All those bad mortgages and all that stuff. Great.
Yep.
Well, thanks for the news there, Mort. Always a pleasure to hear what's going on in the real estate world. Well, joining us now is Amanda Kleinrock. She's an attorney with the Legal Aid Society of Palm Beach. She works in the Fair Housing Project at Legal Aid, where she provides assistance to people who believe they have been victims of housing discrimination. Amanda, thanks for sticking around for the second half
no
of the
problem.
Show. You know, the first half we talked about loan modifications, and I know now you have some great news for homeowners about the hardest hit fund. So tell us just what in the world is the hardest hit fund. I know
sure.
There's a lot of money been put into it.
Yes, it's a little known program, though, considering it has such a power to it. It's the Florida Housing Finance Corporation, or Florida Housing. They were directed by U.S. Treasury to create and administer foreclosure prevention programs that are supposed to target unique issues of our state, of Florida. And the Treasury required Florida to use a portion of these funds specifically for targeted unemployment programs for providing temporary assistance to eligible homeowners.
Yeah, they don't get you a job or anything. They just help you keep your home.
Yes,
a little
it's
bit.
For unemployed individuals who are having trouble with their home. Yes.
Right. Now, I know there's a lot more regulations and qualifications to get into this program. This one, you have to be current in your mortgage, right?
You are supposed to be, but there are programs available if you are already in foreclosure as well.
Wow, they're really making it easy. Mm-hmm. I guess rightfully so. The American public has been beat around pretty bad lately with all this stuff. So
definitely. So we need these programs around to help people get back on their feet.
Right. I heard on the news a few weeks ago that they just put another $1 billion into the fund.
Yes, they do, and it's been expanding pretty widely. So we're trying to get the word out, especially for our clients, so they know these resources are available.
And let's get clear on this. Mm-hmm. Who qualifies for this package mm-hmm. or this help?
Well, it's for homeowners who are unemployed or have experienced underemployment. So they've received through no fault of their own at least a 10% reduction of income and are experiencing a financial hardship. So the key there is that you're suffering from some financial hardship.
But you're still kind of making the payments, and it's better that way, right?
Right. Well, there are two different programs. There's the Unemployment Mortgage Assistance Program and the Mortgage Loan Reinstatement Payment Program. So for the Unemployment Mortgage Assistance Program, I'll say UMAP, it's for people who are delinquent on their mortgage already, and they will pay up to $18,000 to help satisfy all or some of the past due amount on your mortgage,
right.
And that'll be paid prior to any monthly payment beginning for them. So up to $18,000, and then on top of that, they can assist you with paying your mortgage payments for up to 12 months with a cap of $24,000 a month. So if your mortgage payment is $1,500 a month, they can pay that for the 12 months and give you this up to $18,000 for any past due amount in a lump sum as well. And that's the UMAP program for people who are already delinquent. The Mortgage Loan Reinstatement Program, MLRP, is for people who have experienced unemployment, but typically they're trying to get back on their feet right now. They've had that hiccup, and they can pay you an amount up to $25,000 to help bring you current. That one's actually to help you reinstate your loan,
right.
And from then on out, you're you know, in charge.
I was waiting for you to pronounce the acronym on that one.
MLRP.
MLRP. MLRP.
Sounds like a hiccup.
So you have UMAP and MLRP programs
right.
Designed to help you stay in your home. See, mm-hmm. folks, it's there. The programs are there. You just need to know about them. And what are there any financial requirements? Do you have to put some money down, or how does that work?
Yeah, well, you need to have your fees, your payments, your mortgage, principal, interest, tax, any association fees per month has to be less than 31% of your gross monthly income. That's for the MLRP program. So you must meet that eligibility requirement. And there are ones as well for the UMAP program. So there are all different. There's the household eligibility requirements. There's also property eligibility requirements. And there's your mortgage eligibility requirements. So the best way to really iron through those is to contact Hardest Hit or contact a housing counselor. And they can really go into detail about whether you qualify.
Right. What are the property requirements?
a property requirement, it must be your primary residence. So unlike Hamper, we said they've had those changes. For hardest hit, it has to be where you're living, your primary residence. You also must be a Florida resident and a legal U.S. resident. You have to be unemployed or underemployed, as I mentioned, with at least that 10% reduction in income through no fault of your own. And your total household income must be below 140% of the area median income, which is a sliding scale depending on how many people are in your household.
Give me an example of that.
I can't say off the top of my head. I guess a family of four, it might be something like around $50,000. It really, they have a whole detailed chart about how many people are living there and how much that would equate to.
So you're really going to have to get into the office and fill out all the paperwork and follow
all
the forms.
Yeah, they'd really want to calculate how much everyone's bringing in, and they have to show that your debt is more than 31% of your gross monthly income.
Yeah, in other words, follow the yellow brick road.
Exactly.
And pay no attention to that man behind the curtain. Wow. Where do we apply for this?
You can go online and visit their website for more information. That's www.floridaflhardesthithelp.org. You can
come on. Here, let's try it this way. It's www.flhardesthithelp.org.
Right. Or you can always contact us.
call Reach or call the legal aid.
What's that website again? What's that phone number? And they'll put you through to a housing counselor. You'll fill out the application.
There you go. Hey, just to remind you, we're speaking with Amanda Kleinrock. She is an attorney with the Legal Aid Society of Palm Beach County, and she's just rocking and rolling. She has all the information that we need. Let me ask you, after we apply, mm-hmm. what happens then?
So then you'll be contacted by a hardest hit fund advisor, and they'll set up an appointment to give you more information. If you don't, if you send that information, you should be prepared to bring them with you to the appointment as well. And there's a very high interest, so it may be set for several weeks out. It's good to contact them early.
Good. I know our producer is saying wrap it up, but I have another question that's really important, so we're going to have to stick around.
Sure.
Do you have to pay this money back?
Well, it depends. It's typically not. Ideally, no. It's in. It's given to you in the form of a 0% interest loan, and it's forgiven over at a rate of 20% per year. So after 5 years, that loan's completely forgiven. If you try to sell your home prior to that, you're supposed to pay that amount back. But it's typically 0%. It's a loan that's forgiven once you complete that term.
Thank you. That relates to free money, folks. All you have to do is stay in home for 5 years, and nothing wrong with that. Amanda, thank you so much for sticking around for the second half, and always a pleasure having you on the show. I want to get a hold of Amanda. It's 561-655-8944, extension 294. That's 561-655-8944. Call her. Next up, Lisa Bond, the original hurricane prepper, with more Breast Cancer Month information. Then Mort's Minute is basking in the breadbasket of 12 bankers banking. So don't change that channel. The bad karma would be too painful.
Looking for a home? Don't understand all the numbers and the housing language? You've seen all the housing problems and are just afraid to make the next move. After all, this is the biggest purchase of your life. Reach out to the good folks at Reach, a HUD-approved housing counseling agency. Their trained staff will walk you through and stay with you until you get into your home. If you're in a home now and have made some mistakes, they're there to help. Their mission is to inspire and motivate you to achieve or maintain the dream of home ownership through education, counseling, and grant assistance. They're your Florida community friends. Reach out today. They'll reach back, and you'll be glad you did. Call 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224, or email housing@reachforhousing.org. Check out our webpage, reachforhousing.org. That's the number 4, housing.org. We're there for you.
Ain't got no home. I know lady wrong. Ain't got no home. I know face is wrong.
You're listening to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing jefe, working just as hard as possible for you, our listeners. And if you didn't know it, October is Breast Cancer Month, and in order to bring awareness to this campaign, Reach Radio asked Lisa Bond to research the stats. Joining us now on the phone is Lisa Bond. She's a lifelong Floridian, been dubbed the original hurricane prepper. Lisa, are you there?
Hey, I'm here. I love the services that Legal Aid can assist. It's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Aren't they great?
And Amanda's cool.
Well, hey.
Hi, Amanda.
Yeah, she's having fun in the studio. I can't tell you everything, but we're having fun, you know. So what did you find out? We sent you out on a mission to discover the do's, don'ts, and the goods and the bads of Breast Cancer Month, and what do you got? What'd you come up with?
Well, we talked a little bit about it last month, and it's important that everybody gets checked out. It's important that after the age of 45 that you have a screening once a year. We've also found out that there's higher rates of cancer in places like that are more developed countries than in non-developed countries, and they think it's mostly because of, unfortunately, processed foods and lifestyle, as well as pollution, things of that nature. Anything that's not healthy for your body contributes to disease.
Well, that includes my wife? No, that's not right.
I know your wife. That was not nice.
She's a good person. Hey, any events going on this weekend that we might attend or be aware of?
Yeah, unfortunately, a lot of stuff was happening today. Meisner Park in Boca, as well as the Met Stadium in Port St. Lucie, the American Cancer Society had their walking strides. So the best thing you can do is go to American Cancer Society's website, and they'll list different weekends for different events where you can go and walk for the cause, et cetera, and help raise money for breast cancer awareness.
Very cool. Well, let's move on to our subject of today, which is packing and moving. And I know that you personally have had a lot of experience. I was about ready to change your name to Gypsy. I know you've been moving around a lot.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. That is the joke. My mother is part Gypsy, I think, and I lived in more places probably by the time I was 18 years old than the number of schools I had gone to.
So you had a lot of experience. Hey, are you good at that game Tetris? You know, the little blocks that fall and you got to pack them and put them in place and everything? That makes you a good mover and a packer. So what's the deal? How do you get your friends to help?
Well, you know, I have teenagers that are older. And they have awesome friends.
I smell a little pizza conspiracy coming up here. What do you offer them? Food?
Pizza. Is that? Yeah, absolutely. Pizza parties and cold beverages at the end of the day usually help get friends in there. You know, it's you can go to places like labor assistance and things like that, and you can get somebody for the day if you need some real big guys, but I tend to just grab a bunch of teenagers. So,
I think that's better. You know, I tried hiring those workers once. You know, going out to Home Depot and you grab one, and half my stuff was missing. So I think you've got the better plan there. So let me ask you this: is it better to have two great big boxes or 25 little boxes? What's the best way to pack our stuff?
Well, it really depends on what you're packing out. I mean, in reality, if you've got books, you want them in smaller boxes because they're heavy. If you've got linens, you can put them in bigger boxes. So just be careful how you pack. Make sure that the things that are breakable are wrapped well and put on top versus underneath. And put things that go to like room in boxes together and make sure you label everything. I literally can pack a house in about 4 hours and unpack it in about 8.
I had a house like that once. Well, yeah, I know it's always a rough task, and it's very it's trying on your personality to have to move around a lot going on. So the best and the easiest way is what we're looking for. So
it's always best if you try to be as organized as possible. If you make sure you keep things that belong in the same rooms together, you can direct them to the same rooms. It makes unpacking easier. Obviously, as soon as the furniture comes in, everything that's in the box goes right back where it was before. You know, things like linens and what have you go right in the closets. So you want to unpack the easiest things first. You want to get the boxes out of the way. It helps your psyche to get everything unpacked and done in a timely manner. You know, nobody wants to sit around looking at boxes for weeks at a time. So try to be as organized as possible. Label all your things and make sure they have a place to go when you're done.
Yeah, here's a little tip for you. My wife, the last time we moved, she put numbers on all the boxes. And I said, well, that's great, but where's the key, you know, to the numbers? She lost the list. So.
Oh, no.
We had all the boxes numbered, but we didn't know what was in them. So I guess it's a good idea to just put linens and sheets and whatever it is on the box. What about moving chemicals? You know, this is a toss-up. Is it cheaper just to go out and buy all new chemicals or actually try and pack them up? I know the last time I did that, a box fell. It broke one of the chemicals, and all my black shirts were starched white, you know, or bleached. They were bleached.
You're referring to household cleaners?
Yes.
A sturdy box is good. Make sure that it's packed tightly, and then make sure, obviously, that you put any kind of packing around it so that it doesn't spill. Make sure you have things that have lids. you know, everything is, just to move is an expense. Some people can't really afford to go out and replace that. Household chemicals are expensive. You know, a bottle of Windex is $6 at this point, and a bottle of bleach is pretty inexpensive. So, you know, if you can pack things up properly and make sure that they're stable and just know what's in your boxes, then you should be okay with that.
Hey, here's a clue. I just thought of this. Take all those chemicals and put them in those big, big freezer bags. And in Ziploc, those puppies, if they break, it's pretty much going to stay right in there, right?
Anything that you can do to ensure that everything stays closed is fine.
Yep. What about renting trucks, or is it best to find a friend with a pickup truck, or how's that work? You know, nobody likes a redneck except when you got to move, right? And, hey, can I borrow your truck?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I end up with a lot of kids, and not everybody has a truck. Certain places that you can rent from, sometimes it's less expensive if you have a truck and you have a hitch to get a small trailer and just trailer it behind you if it's a short move. The trucks aren't too expensive as long as it's local. When you're going out of state with them and you're not bringing them back, that's when it gets very costly.
Right. I found lately when I tried to rent a truck, they charge, I think, don't quote me on this, 89 cents a mile, something like that. And, you know, when you're moving 500 miles, that's a lot, that's just for the mileage on the truck. Then you have the rental fee on the truck, and then you have to put gas in the truck.
Yeah, you know, it can be very expensive if you're not using the truck locally. So, like I said, it was relatively inexpensive when I had to take some stuff up north to just put a trailer on the back of my truck. It was $179 for 5 days.
Wow.
And that was to leave it elsewhere. So it was only like $29 for the day.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe it would be cheaper to hire a moving company to do that when it gets to that point.
I've never looked into that, only because as a child, one of my mother's moves, we ended up with things that were missing and stolen, so I tend to stay away from letting somebody else take my things anywhere.
Yeah,
that doesn't mean that there's not legitimate companies out there, but just the remembering that as a child, I was like, I'll just pack it up myself.
Yeah, I think so. All right, Lisa, well, we appreciate your knowledge and information. Thanks for joining us on Reach Radio today. Now you can go back to the beach. I know you're, what are you out, helping somebody build a house or something like that? I know you do all that good humanitarian work.
No, actually, we're doing some refurbishing for a house that's about 30 years old. So there's a wood frame here in Florida is not always the easiest thing to maintain. So we're doing some replacement of some rotted boards on the bottom and repainting and trim and all those kinds of things. So we're doing some rehab.
Okay, well, have fun. We miss you at the studio here, and I ate your share of the Reese's Pieces, just to let you know that. Okay.
thank you.
All right, Lisa. Thanks a lot. We appreciate it. Okay, you know, for the last couple of shows, we've featured some real people who have benefited from REACH programs, callers who are in jeopardy of losing their homes, real people with real problems. So joining us in a commemoration of assistings is Anthony. Anthony is one of the folks that REACH has helped out. Anthony, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, thanks for taking the time and talking with us this weekend. Tell us a little bit about your REACH experience, would you please?
Well, it was funny, you know, after 30 years in business, and then with the rough economical times, I found myself in trouble, which was something beyond my means, and I'm not one to reach out for help, but I went to REACH, and since the day I started there, she was honest with me, and I was honest with her, and I guess what? She ultimately saved my house, and that's what they did for me.
Well, that's what honesty is the best policy, right?
Yeah, well, I thought that's what we were based upon. I was honest with her. She was honest with me. I got the impression it was never about money, and I will always be grateful for that because I have a business for 30 years, and the economy tumbled, and you do all the right things, and then you say to yourself, why are you losing your house?
Okay.
And then the next thing I know, she helped me out. And
Who were you talking?
Pressure, I'll tell you that.
Who were you talking with at REACH there?
I was dealing with Pat.
Pat, oh yeah, she's the one to deal with.
She's a sweetheart.
Yeah, show me.
Never about the money. That's what I liked about Pat. It was never about the money. You got the impression that she was really generally, and there are people out there.
How far
to help other people?
Right. How far gone was your house?
I'm sorry.
How far gone was the house? I mean, were you in foreclosure?
I was a couple of months behind, and
right.
You know, and when you're going through that, it's a tough experience because I put a lot of money into the house from when the business was good.
Right.
So now if I lose the house, I'm throwing away 30 years of working hard.
Yeah, and that's just not fair. So I'm glad that Pat was able to help you out there. Was it easy? Did you find any snags or problems?
No, because I felt that as long as you went in there and I was legit, and I am a legit person, you know, she just looks at your situation and she tells you nay or yay, nay or no. That's it. There was no game playing. There was. That's what I liked about it.
Right, straight to the root of business.
And it's not very easy to trust people.
Exactly. Well, Anthony, listen, I appreciate you taking the time to call in. We love hearing the stories and the testimonials about Reach. It just shows that we are genuine people helping people, and that's really what it's all about. So thanks for calling in. We're going to take a little pause for the cause while our crack news director prepares for Mort's Minute. We're in the final stages of Reach Radio, real estate news and opinion brought to you by reachforhousing.org. We'll be back when it's safe to return.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a Reach certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. I know place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know place to roam.
Hey, welcome back to Reach Radio, the place where owning your own home becomes a reality when you reach for housing.org. That brings us up to our Reach Radio rant. And from the king of all ranters, we call him the Monsignor of Mort's Minute, it's Mort Ages with his weekly rant. Mort, what's on the ranting block today?
Okay, Alan, this is Mort Ages with the Mort Minute. What are servicers? Loan servicers. Well, servicers are companies hired by the banks, and I'm going to put it straightforward, to do their dirty work for them. One bank in particular, the German-owned company, Deutsche Bank, and its national trust company, has been described as the absolute worst when it comes to foreclosure. It operates freely in the United States, using Nazi-like tactics to throw Americans out of their homes without proper legal standing. If your neighborhood looks like the Warsaw Ghetto, thanks to this and other banks' actions, you can thank our federal government for its complicity in this. Deutsche Bank's hired hand in these illegal operations is a Texas-based company called Field Asset Services. They claim to be a home preservation company, but that means that for a fee, they hire numerous trash-out companies. Those vultures of the foreclosure trade come to your home, they break in, they remove your belongings. In other words, they steal from you, they change the locks, and then they toss out whatever debris they find. There are no rules they must follow. Once a home is foreclosed upon, legally or illegally, the mission of these companies is just to show up and do their dirty work. So what do you do to prevent this? Well, first, be aware of what's going on in your foreclosure case. Read all the correspondence that comes to you. Know what's happening. If you're in trouble, call us at Reach. It's toll-free, 855-487-3224. And that's the Mort Minute. Back to our housing host.
That was perfect. That was just very good. That's all the time left to us today, folks. Thank you for spending your Saturday afternoon with us. We want to thank our guests for stopping by. They were great as usual. And remember to visit our website at reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. We'll see you next Saturday live from 12 to 1 on WBZT. We'd like to say hello to those folks up in Ocala having a great day. And we want to say hello to the folks in Phoenix, Arizona listening in on the iHeartRadio app. See you next week.
I know place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know place to roam. I'm a lonely boy.